Braves going for a clean sweep of the first place Brewers Sunday at SunTrust Park. Julio Teheran on the mound for Atlanta in this one, getting off to a rocky start in the first.
Have a good orchestra.
Driven a mile to right field, curling toward the foul pole, but it stays fair and hits on the roof of the Chop House. Two-run home run, Travis Shaw. And he will make the slow trot around the bases. I believe that's the first home run ever on the rooftop of the Chop House. Hit hard to right field and deep. Marquez turns one way, then the other, goes to the warning track, looks up, and it hits the top of the fence and skips out of here for a home run. Keon Broxton with an opposite field solo shot, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Brewers. 2-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle. That finds the grass of center field. Around third is Santana coming to the plate. The throw by Inciarte is not in time. And it's 4-0 Brewers. 2-2 on the way. Line drive, right field. Base hit toward the gap. Marquez cuts it off. One run is in. Perez will score. Around to third goes Pena. And the Braves now trail the Brewers 6-0. Hit off the end of the bat, weakly to first. Thames has that. He feeds Davies. And Zach Davies works another scoreless inning. 3-1 on the putout. 8 in a row set down by Davies. Nothing doing for the Braves again in the 7th. We head to the 8th.
Zach Davies did not strike out a batter in this game, but he still goes 7 scoreless innings, remains unbeaten on the road this season as Milwaukee blanks the Braves, 7-0 the final. 8th win of the year for Davies as Milwaukee avoids the sweep in Atlanta. Here's Braves manager Brian Snitker talking after Sunday's loss.
It was great. I mean, all three of those guys. It was, you know, just what we needed. We needed some of those guys to catch their breath. I didn't want to have to do it like that, but under the circumstances, it's big when he comes in that point of the game and stretches a game like that.
And 7-3 on this homestand. I mean, you guys played some really exciting ball and got wins in the time.
Oh, that's a great homestand. You're right. We had some really good ball games, and just today just didn't work, and Julio wasn't hitting, you know, on anything, and just had a tough day. And their guy was being really efficient and throwing the ball well, and you know, even when he left, it's kind of, you know, give these guys a chance and they may come back. And had a couple opportunities, couldn't really do anything with them, so you know, just but it was good that we could give some of them guys in the bullpen a blow today.
What was Julio's problem as you saw it?
Yeah, he was just erratic, the command. I mean, that's what the last couple outings, he's been so good. I mean, he was just, you know, spotting up and keeping the ball down. It just didn't look like he had the ability to get anything where he wanted it to today.
Is that something you're able to see in early in each of these starts where he struggled?
Yeah, a little bit. It's just kind of, you know, because when he's, the ones that he's been on, it's like been from, you know, from the get-go pretty much, and it just, you know, just today wasn't working for him.
A lot of those runs coming with two outs, is that even more, you know,
disappointing? Yeah, I mean, it's just had a hard time getting the ball where he wanted, mm-hmm. and that happens, you end up paying for it.
Is this something, I mean, you see him make some strides and then kind of take a step backward?
No, I think he'll be fine. I mean, it's he'll go back to work and get, you know, on a roll like he was before, and you know, I think it's just, you know, guys are going to have days. I mean, it's he's been on a pretty good run, and hopefully he'll right the ship here and get back going.
Matt, get through everything today, okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. Fine.
Julio Teheran pitched just 3 innings and gave up 7 runs off 7 hits. Here's Teheran talking about Sunday's disappointing performance.
I didn't have my fastball today. My command was, I don't think it was the best, but you know, they're a really good team, really good lineup, and whenever they see a guy like that missing the spots and falling behind, I mean, they're going to take advantage. And I mean, it wasn't my best, but you know, I was competing. I think that I just pitched 3 innings.
But, you know, they did get a lot of two-out hits off you there. How frustrating was that? You feel like you're getting close to being out of an inning and then they mount something?
Well, yeah. Whenever you got 2 quick outs and you get a guy in 2 strikes, you know, that's the last thing that you wanna do. You don't want to work him, or you don't want to get a keep out a base hit. But today was kind of those days. I was trying to command and execute the next pitch, and they just I couldn't, and pretty much I got hit and late and in the inning with 2 outs or 2 strikes, and that's kind of hard. But we gotta work on it, and we see what's gonna happen in Oakland on the first thing. We got 5 days to work on it, and I think we're gonna be good.
When you look back at all the tough starts you've had this year, do you think most of the time it has been fastball command?
Well, yeah. I would say that whenever I don't have my fastball, yeah, it's kind of hard. I got a hard time pitching, but I don't want to put that on my mind. You know that when you don't have your fastball, I still have all the pitches that I kind of can get them out. But we got to work on it, and whenever I get games like that, I just work on with my other pitches.
You said a couple weeks ago, hey, look, I'm looking at this like 2015 to turn things around. How frustrating is this process, though, when you're going through it?
Well, it's not frustrating. I want to keep my mind strong, and that's how I'm gonna turn everything up. But, we still have a couple months, and a lot of things can happen, and that's my mind. Every time I get the ball, I just, I want to throw good, and if I don't do it, I just, keep working.
Next up, both teams return to action Tuesday. The Brewers move on to Cincinnati to take on the Reds, while the Braves visit the Padres.